Our third item on the agenda is the department's downtown Olympia property sale. This is a decision for the commission. And Tim Burns, are you going to lead us off with a discussion on this item?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Phil again. Tim is not with us. Well, first of all, let me say that this was incorrectly identified as an action item for the commission. The commission had previously delegated the authority to me to work through the sale of our downtown properties, and so the purpose of this is to provide you what I'll call a brief briefing on our progress in that regard.
Thanks, Director Anderson, for the understanding. Go ahead and give us the current status.
We have three parcels down there, close to the Phoenix Inn, where you often stay when you're here for meetings. One of them is a parking lot. One of them has a condemned office building on it. And then the third is the what we call our 600 Capitol Way, which is the old Department of Wildlife headquarters building that we still have staff in. Our Capital Assets Management Program staff are in that building. We have been in negotiations, and as you know, the legislature directed us to sell this property, and so we've been working with several of our state partners, the AG's office, in negotiating a sale. These two parcels, we call them parcels B and C. There's a consortium of the City of Lacey, City of Olympia, City of Tumwater, and Thurston County that we refer to as LOTT, L-O-T-T. And they are interested in one of the parcels, and then the Port of Olympia was interested in the other parcel that we've been negotiating with. As everybody realizes, of course, this isn't the best time to sell a piece of property given the real estate market, but probably better than it was a couple of years ago by a little bit. We have reached an agreement with both of those entities to sell parcels B and C. I don't know if you there was some back and forth. We didn't accept their original offer, and one of the issues that came up during the negotiations was the issue associated with the environmental, what we're calling the environmental credit. These buildings are on land that comprised fill material, and there are certain pollutants that are in that fill material, and so there's a responsibility to address those pollutants, and that was part of the negotiation. We ended up with both of the parcels. The agreed to sales price was $1,036,000, but there's an environmental credit that's applied to that number of $248,640. So that is the sales price and agreement that we've reached. We just had our attorney general, who's been helping us with this, convey the acceptance of the final negotiated package to LOTT and to the Port of Olympia. And so in the coming weeks, we'll be finalizing that sale. That will leave parcel A, the one that has the old 600 Capitol Way building on it. And, of course, we've been instructed to sell that as well. We are in the process, some of you may know, that we have our fiscal office is located in a leased space down on near Plum Street, which is where the entrance to the freeway is there with the Standard Station, and it used to be a Shell to 76 Station. We have a great lease down there. It's cheap, particularly a lot cheaper than it is to rent space here. It has room there for provided we move those people out of that building, it is a place that we could put the employees that we currently have down there at 600 Capitol Way into that facility. It makes more sense to move the fiscal office up here into the natural resource building where they can be co-located with the rest of our business services staff. So that's what we are intending to do. And then we would move those that are in that 600 Capitol Way up into that Plum Street office space, thereby allowing us to proceed with hopefully a sale of that property. So that's where we are on the sale of our downtown Olympia properties. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions as long as they're not too complicated.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Commissioner Perry.
I wanted to ask Phil if the sale of the 600 Capitol Way property, how the classification of that as a historic building as it once was here some time ago, how that plays into the sale of that particular property.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Perry, I'm not going to be able to provide you, I think I know the answer, but I don't want to give the answer until I research it a little bit, and I'd be happy to provide that to you after I have a chance to make sure that what I believe to be true is correct.
Sure, that would be fine. At the next conference call or face-to-face meeting that we have, that would be fine.
I guess the bottom line is I haven't understood from anyone that serves as some sort of a hindrance to us selling the property, or for the individual who buys the property who would likely remove that building off that site. But that I want to make sure that what I understand to be true is in fact correct.
Thank you.
There often is some tax benefits to buyers of historic buildings if it's done on a private basis. So there might be some benefits there or affect the price. But if we sell these, Director Anderson, did the proceeds come back to the department?
Yes, they do. And
thank you.
Just to touch more on that. We'd be using some of that revenue to accomplish the moves that I spoke to. Or obviously, we'd have to reconfigure office space, computers, phones, all that. And then we have the issue associated with the move that we're trying to get approved through the legislature this year on our move of our Vancouver office, and we're looking at whether or not we could use any of those funds to help us with that.
Thank you. Any other questions on the properties that are for sale? Thank you, Director Anderson. We'll